I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We've got plenty of government dysfunction here in the U.S., but Venezuela's level of dysfunction is something else entirely. The country's economy has pretty much collapsed. President Nicolas Maduro is at the start of his second term in office, but the head of Venezuela's opposition has made it clear he's prepared to take over instead. And tomorrow, there's a nationwide protest planned against Maduro. There are reports that yesterday a group of Venezuelan National Guard troops tried to stage a revolt. We asked reporter Mariana Zuniga in Caracas to give us the latest.
A group of 27 National Guards, they were arrested by the government because they tried to turn against the government, tried to initiate some kind of coup, and now they would put in the order of the military justice. It shocked many people, but it's actually not the first time this has happened in Venezuela. In 2017, we saw maybe two or three.
Now, the leader of the opposition party, Juan Guaido, has been unusually bold in calling out Maduro. But until a week ago, a lot of people outside of Venezuela had not heard of him. What should we know about Juan Guaido?
Until a weekend ago, even inside Venezuela, not many people have heard about him. Right now, he's 35 years old. He's, if I'm not wrong, he's the youngest president that the parliament of Venezuela have had. He's kind of the new face of the opposition, and he kind of brought life to an opposition that seemed kind of dead. Many people haven't heard from the opposition since last year, and the political spectrum, the ball was in the court of the government, actually. And now they seem kind of rebirthing from the ashes with this nationwide protest that is expected tomorrow.
Juan Guaido is young. Is he kind of being seen as the energy needed for change?
I don't know if many people believe in him for being him or just because they needed someone to have hope that the situation could have an end, that the government of Maduro could have an end. Also, a particular thing that this young man is having is the support of the international community. Many head of states around Latin America, also in the European Union and in the United States, they don't recognize Maduro's government. They don't recognize this new term. So that has given power to this new wave of protest.
So with all this domestic and international pressure on Maduro, what's keeping his regime in place?
What's keeping his regime in place is what always kept him in place, the military. They've always counted the military as the major force inside their government, and that's something that has given them power. But now something is changing. Even the military, they are suffering the scarcity of food, the scarcity of medicines, the crippling hyperinflation, the cost of living. That's why this guy, Guaido, is also calling to the military to join them in the fight.
Well, I mean, the military is not really in a position to change the economic crisis, it seems. So is Maduro getting help from outside powers like Russia or China?
Some years ago, since the economic crisis started, they've been having some help from Russia and from China in economic terms. But the government of Venezuela is really in debt with these countries. And despite the fact that they are paying this debt, it doesn't seem plausible that these countries will keep lending money to the Venezuelan government in the future.
So there's going to be this big national protest tomorrow across Venezuela. Thousands of people are expected to take part. Do Venezuelans believe that after the national protest, things will change?
I don't know if things will change from tomorrow, but there's a certain feeling of hope in the street. Something that I haven't feel from people since 2017 when the other wave of protests took place. And even it feels different, maybe because people are more tired, maybe because other parts of the population seem to be joining the protests, people that have never joined before. Something is changing, and that's why we're seeing this kind of upheavals with this new movement.
Mariana Zuniga reporting there from Caracas.